You were listening to Eric Walters and Why Dear Folk. You are now about to listen to Edge of Americana with me.
And Otto.
Me and Otto. And I'm Josh. And you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. Hello. Hello, hello. Well, you want to just start right in, Otto? You got anything to say?
Just welcome to our holiday show. We got a lot of different things going on tonight. Let's just play some Sacred Harp singing, and then we'll talk a little bit more after that.
All right. And if you want, give us a call, 804-649-9737.
Oh, is that the one with the...
But the bass is always...
Are we kissing the sun 306?
So, like,
is there a way
the
one
is
doing with me at all?
I can do that probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, this is
why you give me a heads up.
Just to make sure.
If you look at the sheet, you see it.
So.
306 bottom, or... Yeah.
Really loud moment where everyone's
Yeah.
What about Poland? Do you think that happens?
Yeah. Yeah. If you pitch it high enough, it will break their speaker.
That is a one-of-a-kind voice there.
Yes. Yeah, that's great. I don't think he knew all the words. He just kept saying, you better not pout and you better not pout. But I don't think he was really exactly singing it either. I think that was my feeling of Joseph Spence, is that it's just, he just can't help himself. You know, he's playing the guitar and he's got these really intricate, worked out instrumental versions of songs, and then but he knows the words, and so he starts to kind of they come out, you know.
Yeah. It just comes out. I'll tell you what it reminds me of. If we want to get esoteric here, Thelonious Monk when he plays.
Yeah, sure.
Or Keith Jarrett
also does that.
They vocalize.
Jinx.
They vocalize. Anyways, welcome to the Edge of Americana, and welcome to the Holiday Show here. It's an interesting thing when you're doing a holiday show with somebody who's not particularly religious and somebody who's also not particularly religious.
Yeah, it's true, and not even of the faith of the major holiday of I'm not even religious in the, you know, if I was religious, I still wouldn't be in the faith of the major holiday of this particular time of year.
But Christmas inspires a lot of good music. It inspires some bad stuff, too, but we only play the good stuff here on the Edge of Americana.
I hope so.
So tonight we're going to be doing holiday music of one kind or another. You know, we're going to also address the solstice. We're going to deal with the solstice at some point. And then, Josh, I love the word. You pronounce it. Your
klezmer music?
No, not the klezmer.
Yeah.
The wassail.
A wassail.
Wassail.
You want to hear a wassail right now?
Yeah, let's hear a wassail right now.
Keep talking.
What is a wassail, Josh?
That's hold on.
It's an old English drinking song. Is that what it is?
Well, wassailing was a verb. I mean, as far as I know, I could look this up and get better answers for you. But basically, to wassail was to go around and carol, basically.
Oh, okay.
And get drunk on the way. And people would give you food and booze when you'd show up at their house, you know. And you sing all these old songs. So what I have here is a group called Noel Sing We Clear that features, among other people, Tony Behrens, John Roberts, and Andy Davis. And they're a lot of old English songs for the most part. Some of them folk songs. Some of them have religious overtones, and some of them don't. Because of course the holiday precedes Christianity in some ways, at least in the you know British Isles in terms of the solstice. So a lot of these songs are about solstice. A lot of them are about rebirth in general. But here we'll sing. I'm not going to sing, but I will push play on this. This is the Apple Tree Wassail, and then it goes into a song called The Derby Ram, which was the Derby Ram has been played by American folk artists as well, and you'll probably recognize it if you're familiar with folk music. So we have a special treat in the second studio, which we'll get to maybe after these songs here. Okay, so you want to hear this one here? This is the Apple Tree Wassail and the Derby Ram. So think about, you know, red-nosed gentlemen on the back of a cart, horse pulling them, singing.
Just to paint the picture, too, Josh and I are sipping our cider here and eating our cookies tonight as we do our show. So we're in the spirit here.
I've got a Clancy Brothers style sweater on. All right, here we go. Here's Noel Sing We Clear.
On the apple tree we'll wassail thee, and a hoping thou wilt bear. For the Lord does know where we may go to be merry another year. To grow well and to bear well, and so merry let us be. Let every man drink up his glass, and a health to the old apple tree. Brave boys! And a health to the old apple tree. Went out to Derby upon a market day. I spied the biggest ram, sir, that ever was fed on hay. Hey, ringle dangle, hey, ringle day. It was the biggest ram, sir, that ever was fed on hay. Thorns upon this ram, sir, they reached up to the moon. A lad went up in April and didn't get down till June. Hey, ringle dangle. It was the biggest ram, sir, that ever was fed on hay. And the fleece upon this ram, sir, it grew up to the sky. The eagles made their nest there. You could hear the young ones cry. Hey, ringle dangle, hey, ringle day. It was the biggest ram, sir, that ever was fed on hay. And all the boys at Derby come begging up for his eyes to kick around the streets, sir, cause fame was football size. Hey, ringle dangle, hey, ringle day. It it was the biggest ram star the devil was fed on day. And all the women are gone, drink on begging her for his ears, to make on leather out run, to last them 40 years. Hey, ringle dangle, hey, ringle day. It was the biggest ram star the devil was fed on day. And all the men are gone, begun begging her for his tail, to ring St. George's passing bell from the top of Derby Jail. Hey, ringle dangle, hey, ringle day. It was the biggest ram, sir, that ever was fair on hay. It took all the boys at dawn to carry away his bones, took all the maids at dawn to roll away his stones. Hey, ringle dangle, hey, ringle day. It was the biggest ransom that ever was spent on hay. The butcher that killed his ram, sir, was up to his thighs in blood. The lad that held the basin was washed away in the flood. Hey, ringle dangle, hey, ringle day. It was the biggest ram, sir, that ever was fed on hay. And the man that wrote this song, sir, he must be mighty rich. The one that sings it now, sir, is a lion. He's got to be the best. Hey, ringle dangle, hey, ringle. What's the biggest ransom that ever was paid on hay? So now me song is over, I got no more to say. Just give us eggs and brandy, and we'll be on our way. Hey, ringle dangle, hey, ringle day. It was the biggest ransom that ever was paid on hay. Hey, ringle dangle, hey, ringle day. It was the biggest ransom. Christmas time to coming, Christmas time to coming, Christmas time to coming, and I know I'm going home.
Snowflakes are falling, old homes are calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time to coming.
Ain't you hear them bells ringing, bringing joy, oh, hear them sing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going
yearning for the folks at home when Christmas times are coming.
Ain't you hearing them bells ringing, bringing joy, oh, hear them sing, when it's night I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going
is in the window, homeward the wind blows, can't walk for running, Christmas time's coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, bringing joy, oh, hear them sing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming.
yes.
Bill Monroe.
Anyone who is a bluegrass music fan knows that at some point during a winter holiday show, that song is going to be played. Says I, anyway. That's my proclamation right there.
Well, it's reflected in my set list. I think I've got three different versions of that, including Fiddling John Carson's, which we might play before the night is done.
Otto proclaimed to like that one better. So,
I do. Yeah, I do. Josh, what did we play before that?
Before that, we had Noel Singleclear doing, they were doing the Apple Tree Wassail, and then they did the Darby Ram. And actually, before, earlier in the set, we had Murph Gribble playing a tune called Christmas Eve, and Murph Gribble's a fairly well-known black old-time fiddler. And there's all kinds of gestures and gesticulations going on, folks, right now.
The reason for that is?
Well, what did we start with, Otto? Tell me what we started with, because we didn't actually announce what that first song was.
That was actually a Sacred Harp song called Sherburn. By the Sacred Harp Singers. It's an Alan Lomax field recording off an album called Songs of Christmas.
And it's apropos that you started the night out with Sacred Harp singing, because we have... Who do we have?
We have in the studio here the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers. There's eight of them in the live room right now, all arranged in their square with a single mic, basically, in the middle of them. And they have graciously offered to come in and perform a set of Sacred Harp hymns for us tonight.
Yeah, so it's great. And if you don't know what Sacred Harp music is, you will find out, because we will certainly talk to Leyland or one of the other members of the band about it on air. So
yeah, let's go on in the studio here and see if we can get them.
All right, I'm going to see if they're ready. Leyland, are you ready? Look over here. Are you ready? Yeah, let's see. Hello. Hello? I'm turning up the wrong thing. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
There's her dulcet tones.
Okay, well, so we're just going to hand it over to the Richmond Sacred Harp Singer for a few songs here, and then we'll talk in a bit. So take it away.
Love, love, love.
Yes, please, play another one, and then we'll talk. That's beautiful.
38 on the bottom. All right. La, 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 la.
Love, 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 love,
Very nice. Yes, very nice, nice indeed. Yes.
Why don't you give us the titles to those two songs you sang?
The first one was called Restoration, and the last one we sang was called Wyndham.
Very nice.
All right. What are the origins of those? First of all, who are we talking? To whom are we talking?
My name is Leyland Del Rey.
All right.
And I live in Richmond, Virginia.
Excellent. What are the origins of those songs, Leyland?
Well...
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Thanks for cluing me in about what was going to be on the show. No, I'm just kidding. The Restoration was written in 1835, and it's from a compilation called The Southern Harmony. And the Wyndham is written in 1785 and probably in New England. Basically, they're all written about different time periods, different parts of the state. It's just hard to say the exact origins.
Were they written by songwriters that were up in New England? Is that, for the most part, the case with this music?
For the early music, yes. The late 1700s, a lot of that was written in New England. Then later on, in the 1800s, you get a revival across the whole country, and other people are starting to pick it up, and they're starting to take folk tunes from, like, the Appalachian Mountains and put them into this format of shapes so that people across the different regions could sing them from different books.
Let's talk about the shapes issue for a second here. Why don't you explain this way of singing that you're doing here?
Well, it's got four shapes, and it's called a solfege musical notation. Normally, you have, like, a general scale has seven shapes, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. We just use four, fa, sol, la, mi, fa. And using the shapes is just basically a way to help fit the notes, like, where do they look? It's like a way to help sight read, like a relative position of each of the notes.
I see. So the shape moves around on the staff, and if you're the tenor or the baritone, kind of the equivalent of a four-part harmony from Bach, say, and you move around with your shape, is that right?
Okay. Sure.
Like, you always sing triangle if you're singing triangle, and you always sing square if you're singing square.
No. We sing fa.
Fa, right.
If but it's a triangle.
Okay, right, but it is a triangle.
Yes.
Excellent.
Well, it sounds lovely. Let's just sing some more here for us.
All right, the next song we're going to sing is called Winter. It's 38 on the top.
Fa la so fa fa.
Feel free to do one more if you need, unless you need a break.
448 on the bottom.
Very lovely.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, really nice.
Layla, can you tell us anything kind of about the group, like how frequently you get together, how it started? Or
I'd love to. So this is the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers group. There's groups all over the country in the major metropolitan areas and across the from coast to coast, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, everywhere. This group in particular was started maybe 30 years ago.
Wow, I had no idea it had been that long.
And in Richmond, maybe 20, somewhere around there. Anyway, it's been around for a long time, and we normally meet on the third Saturdays of the month from 1 to 4. And also we've been starting to have weekday singings, as those tend to be kind of successful in metropolitan areas as opposed to having on the weekends. So on weekdays we've been singing on Tuesday evenings. Like every other Tuesday, we don't really have an exact schedule yet. But if you want to know more, you should check out our Facebook site, Richmond Sacred Harp Singers, and then we post a lot of info there, and you can get my email address and get on the mailing list, and we do most of our correspondence over email, and we have also some information on that site as well as some pictures, and you can see a little bit more about what it's about.
That's excellent. And we'll also link there the Sacred Heart website from the WRIR site, too, so if people forget, it'll be there.
You sing locally, but don't you also sing with other groups around the country as well?
Exactly. So it sort of becomes like a big family. Once you learn how to sing, you can travel from place to place, and there will always be singers there, and singing's happening. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I sing with my parents. I have a group, and that's how I started, was through them, up in the northern Shenandoah Valley near Winchester, Virginia, and we sing on the first Saturdays of every month, and that's pretty local to D.C., and then Washington, D.C. has its own singing, and, like, there's a ton of singing in Pennsylvania these days. That's, like, the place to be for singing. Mm. And then up and down the East Coast, Massachusetts, Boston has a great singing, Western Massachusetts, New York City. Then you'll sort of get a hotbed down in Alabama and Georgia, which is where the music survived over the early part of the 1900s when it had sort of faded out of the common use.
Right. Have you been down there? I should say that the Richmond Folk Festival this year, we had the Sand Mountain Sacred Harp Singers here. And Leyland, you and some of your members of your Richmond group sang with them. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we had an amazing turnout. We had about 20 people come up from Alabama, and then about 20 local singers come out to join them, and that was a really good experience for our group.
Have any of you guys made your way down to the church at Sand Mountain to sing with them?
I have been down several times, and I think if one member of our group here today has been down there as well. And it's sort of like a rite of passage. You sing for a while, and you get to know your local group, and then you realize that there's all these other singings all over the place. And if you happen to be traveling to, say, San Francisco in January, there's an all-day singing there, and you could just drop by and find out who's there, and maybe you'll know somebody there, and maybe they'll put you up, and you'll get a free meal out of the deal. So it's sort of like it opens up a whole new scope once you.
It sounds suspiciously like old time music too. I'm realizing you can take it around the country and do it with people that you haven't met before, but there's a shared legacy of tunes and of styles of playing.
It's like that. It's a little different. It's very. I would say there's a really big spiritual aspect to this music. It's non-denominational, indeed. And we don't cater toward any one religion. And the words are mostly Christian, Protestant, a lot written by Isaac Watts. But there does tend to be a pretty strong spiritual connection between people that are singing, or just like emotional in general. It's mm-hmm. It's pretty intimate.
Will you guys sing some more for us?
Absolutely. Thanks. 171. The song is called Exhortation.
Evening Shade. La, ba, la, ooh, la. so fa mi la, la so ma so fa mi la, la so ma so.
Could you go around the room and maybe introduce everyone, just at least by name?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. To my left in the tenor section is Lauren Massey, and she lives in Richmond, and Sonia Fincham, and Stephen McMaster, and Les Updike, and they're all singing tenor for us tonight. And they've got various ages, and they come from various backgrounds, and they're all terrific singers and part of my local group that meets on Tuesdays. And been singing for various different amounts of time. For example, Stephen studied opera. in college. But Les has been singing with the Richmond group for about a year and a half. And then to my right, we have the bass section, which is Dave. Good.
Hi.
He's a newcomer to our group, so there's a very, very wide range. Steven has been singing with the Richmond group forever, and Dave has been singing with the Richmond group for one night. So obviously, everyone is welcome. We welcome everyone. And also to my right is Nate Matthews, who's been a great supporter of the Richmond group for the last 2 years, 2.5 years. And Rachel Vandermark, who just joined this fall, and I met her at school. And my name is Leyland Del Rey. Again, if you didn't catch that.
Thank you so much for coming here and singing. You sound beautiful, and I hope that everyone appreciates this out there on the airways, because we were listening in the studio on the stereo, and then we went out and listened on the little mono one-speaker radio in the kitchen, and it just sounds great. It's just humming.
It sounds great. Well, Leyland, I have a burning question here. What's up with the food thing and Sacred Harp singing? I even have tracked down cookbooks of Sacred Harp recipes.
It's just part of the tradition, you know, you sing and it's a lot of energy. Because the point of the singing, I have to tell you a quick story first.
Please.
There was an old saying that said, I would travel to California or across the country to listen, to sing this music, but I would not cross the street to listen to it. It's because everyone is not necessarily doing this as, it's not a performance art at all. It's strictly for the, and so if you guys are on the air thinking, oh my gosh, people listen to this? No, they don't. They sing it. It's a participation only.
Yeah, and in fact, for the listeners out there, if you could see how they have themselves arranged in the live room, they're basically in a square facing each other. They're not facing the way a choir would out towards the audience. They're facing each other, so they're singing to each other.
So basically, we get really tired because we're singing at the top of our lungs as loud as we can with not really that much care is if it sounds great. In fact, my dad likes to say, if you don't hear eight parts, it's not a singing. Well, there's only four in the book to clue you in.
Yes.
So we sing really loud and we sing really hard for a long time, and then we want to eat. And so that's what happens. And then there's this also phenomenon after lunch, like the singing just starts booming out. And
people are on their glucose high. Is that what it is?
It's really great. So,
someone's coming in right now.
Yes, is my brother, John Del Rey. Come in.
Oh, this is great. The group is getting bigger as we speak.
Let me take this moment really quickly just to say this thing that we need to say, which is that the December installment of the RVA Really, Really Free Market takes place from noon till 3 p.m. on the 25th in Monroe Park. I guess that's the 25th of December in Monroe Park at the corner of Main and Laurel Streets. The RVA Really, Really Free Market provides people with a chance to share the excess that they possess to prevent the landfills from filling with stuff that is nowhere near the end of its usefulness. The Really, Really Free Market is not about bartering, selling, or discounting. All items are totally free. No one has to bring something to get something. For more information, you can email rvafreemarket@yahoo.com. And now back to
our
the business at hand
programming.
Here. So who just joined, Leyland?
This is my brother, John Del Rey. We both grew up. Our parents started singing when we were quite young and run a group up in the Northern Shenandoah Valley, like I was saying. And so he and I have been singing since we were babes in arms.
Was your parents' group affiliated with a particular church, or was it a singing group?
No, this is unaffiliated with any church.
Right,
we welcome everybody. And, you know, you don't even have to be part of any kind of religion to join us. It's very, very open like that.
Excellent.
David Ivey actually was telling me at the Folk Festival that he has a couple of atheists that sing in his group.
Yeah, there's definitely some of them. More as you travel north, I think.
Ah. Well, will you guys sing some more for us now?
Absolutely. We're going to do our Christmas section now.
Okay.
We have songs called Oxford and Cookham coming right up.
All right. This is the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers, folks, on WRIR.
306. Fa la. Sure.
So, fa, 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 fa.
fa, 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 so, la, 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 fa, so.
Oh.
One second, Leland. I just need to say for FCC purposes that you are listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, and you're listening to the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers here live on Edge of Americana, and we don't have anything to play which is better than this at all. So as long as you guys want to keep singing, you are welcome to do so, at least until the next show starts, and then you might be asked to leave, or at least you won't be on mic.
Let me just say one thing.
Please do.
The last song we sang is called Tribulation. You'll notice in this music there's a lot of minor songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a minor song, and the last verse I have to just say, the words are, in vain to heaven she lifts her eyes, for guilt a heavy chain still drags her downward from the skies to darkness, fire, and pain.
So it's happy music.
Yes, very happy.
Can I ask you, Leland, I don't know much shape note singing, but one of my favorite songs is a tune called Idumea. Do you sing that song?
Only by special request.
Okay.
Yes, we can sing that for you. they want us to sing Idumea next. Okay.
Fa so fa so fa so. Love, 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 love,
22 on the bottom.
Great.
Thanks.
Now, give us the song titles there.
That's called Bellevue, and it was written in 1844. And the other ones we did were, we did Converting Grace before.
Right.
And we did Iduma. That was Iduma. That was the one that you've heard on the Cold Mountain soundtrack.
Yeah, that's not actually where I heard it, but I later got a text that said that I just asked for the Rocky Top of Sacred Harp singing, or the free bird of Sacred Harp singing. But that's how it goes, I guess.
It's a standard.
Yes.
It's a standard. I have a couple of more technical questions for you guys.
Oh, dear. I hope I can answer them again.
No, they're easy because I don't know a lot about this. One thing you guys are doing, of course, is sitting in a square. And when I've seen Sacred Harp singing, though, typically somebody gets up and calls a tune, right, and then stands in the center.
Yeah, it's very democratic. Each song has a leader, and anyone in the group is allowed, offered the opportunity to lead the song of their choosing. And so they get up in the center of the square, and they face the tenor bench, and then they direct the song by moving their arm up and down, beating time.
Right.
But technically.
But our live studio is good size, but not quite big enough for you guys to do that. Plus, we thought we might mess with the mic balance, I guess, too.
Yeah. Well, it's especially important if you have a really big group of people that you know, keep them all on task.
Right.
The small group, we're pretty well blended at this point.
Right, right. Well, what are you going to play next for us?
We're running a little bit short. I think I only have two more for you.
Well, please give us all that you have.
So I think we're going to do 162, which is called Plenary. And I'm calling out all the numbers because we're singing from a book called The Sacred Harp, 1991 edition. And we basically, there's over 500 songs in the book, and we sing them, we go through, which, you know, whatever one we want, and we call them out using the number. And then the name is sort of secondary.
Right. It can be one of those little things, too, that someone who doesn't spend a lot of time in a church probably wouldn't catch this. It took me a little while to figure this out. When people say hymn 181 top or 181 bottom, what that's referring to is a situation where you got two hymns on the same page, right?
Yes, correct, yeah. There's some half-pagers in here.
Got it.
And, folks, just before they sing the final two, we would be remiss if we did not give a shout out and great thanks to Taylor Packett for running the sound here and doing such a wonderful job.
Yeah, Taylor.
It sounds wonderful. And folks will be able to podcast this off of our website too at a later point. So, if we get permission, of course. But anyway, so let's hear these songs.
Okay.
Fa la so fa
fa fa so
fa
fa so fa
fa la so
fa fa so
Oh.
union, joys which earth can never afford.
One more. Africa
supposed to applaud, but it was great. Thank
you. Wonderful. That's the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers live on Edge of Americana. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Thank you.
You've made our Christmas. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
We just want to say thank you for inviting us, but also if anyone out there listening feels like they want to come join us, we sing. The next singing will be the third Saturday in January at St. John's Episcopal Church in Church Hill, Richmond, Virginia.
Yes.
And also, I just wanted to make it clear, no experience is necessary, singing or non-singing. We take them all. You don't even have to know how to sight read or sing. That's the whole point of the shapes.
No boot camp is necessary. You'll get a hymnal and you'll get put to work.
That's right.
Okay.
And it's going to be fun.
And we will have a link from our site at WRIR.org. And thank you once again. So now we are going to take it a little bit left field, and this is two songs here. This goes out to people who on Friday or Saturday night of this week will be attending movies and going out for Chinese food. And I think that if you are one of those people, you know who I'm to whom I'm talking. So this is for you.
Thank you. Shabbos is the bread and beef. Our Shabbos, 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 see, 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 this is the bread is the Shabbos meat. Thank you.
Christmas is coming, and it's a jumping. Christmas is coming, and it's a jumping. Christmas is coming, and it's a jumping. Boy, it won't be long. Chicken crows at midnight on a Christmas day. Rooster crows at midnight on a Christmas day. Children get so happy on a Christmas day. Children get so happy on a Christmas day. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Boy, it won't be long. Santa Claus comes on a Christmas day. Santa Claus comes on a Christmas day. Children run and tell their pappy on a Christmas day. Children run and tell their pappy on a Christmas day. Little children get so happy on a Christmas day. Little children get so happy on a Christmas day. Don't forget it.
That's right.
Don't forget it. That's what happens on Christmas Day. Children get happy. And then some of them get disappointed.
I am very
they
happy.
They don't
tonight.
Get what they want.
I am very happy tonight.
Otto is hopped up on cookies.
I'm hopped up on cider and cookie. I'm sugar rushing here. And I'm still in the afterglow there of the Sacred Harvest.
That was really wonderful. I don't know that. Yeah, that'll be tough to top, I would say, with anything that we have tonight. But, you know, we'll do our best.
We will do our best. We just played you Lead Belly doing Christmas Is A-Comin'.
Before that was Wilson Douglas doing a tune called Old Christmas Morning. Just some great scratchy fiddle there.
And then the Cotton Top Mountain Sanctified Singers.
Yeah, Christ Was Born on Christmas Morning. That's a very rousing song indeed.
It is.
And we started it with two from a group called Capellier is actually how it's spelled. I misspelled it here. But anyway, they are a klezmer band who specializes in, you know, Eastern European music, specifically from Hungary and Budapest. And the first tune was called Oye Rebenu, and the second tune was called Yom HaShabbos.
I like those, Josh. They were very rousing.
Yeah. A good friend of mine named Christina Crowder, who's also a fabulous clawhammer banjo player, is playing accordion on those tracks there. Yeah. She's wonderful.
Well, and we got a half hour to go here, so let's just give up.
Let's just have silence. I think the best thing to follow that would just be sweet, blissful silence. But we can't have it.
The FCC won't allow us.
It's true. All right. Well, I'm gonna just gonna go out on a limb here. I'm gonna play you not too far out on a limb, but this is George Davis, a Kentucky songster. And this is a tune called Jesus Appeared in a Bar Room, which I realize has nothing to do with Christmas except give it to me, at least it has Jesus in it. So we're gonna, Jesus is what Christmas is about for people who celebrate Christmas. So here we go.
One Saturday night in a barroom, a gospel singer walked in, and bravely she read from her Bible and begged them to turn from their sin. Oh, come unto Jesus, she pleaded. He'll be your staff and your rod. When one of the drinkers said to her, I don't believe in your God. I don't rightfully know how you prove them. The pack of lies that you said, if there be a God up in heaven, I dare him to strike me down dead. Oh, the silence that followed was awful. The other stood there in fear, but the drunkard, he laughed and continued, why doesn't your Jesus appear? Then one of the others who stood there said, that's enough of that now. What leads you to think that Lord Jesus would bother with you anyhow? You're only a bum and a drunkard, and nothing that you could say could reach up to God in his heaven make him go out of his way. And then came the voice of a stranger who stood outside at the door, a stranger who simply was passing, for no one had seen him before. He raised his right hand above them, his face lit up as he smiled. Our Lord marks the fall of a sparrow, and every man is his child. There's none so great or so lowly that God's sweet mercy denies, and even the ones who denounce him will never be lost in his eyes. He raised his right hand above him and smiled upon everyone, and the last words he spoke were like music, "I know because I am his son." And each who were there will remember the words to the very last day, when Jesus appeared in a barroom and told of God's wonderful way.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. That glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing, and the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. The wonders of his love, the wonders of his love, the wonders of his love, and heaven and nature sing.
Nature sing.
Joy to the world.
while shepherds watch their flocks by night.
Flocks by night.
All seated on the ground. The angel of the Lord came down.
The angel of the Lord came
the
down.
The angel of the Lord came down.
And glory shone around.
And glory shone around. And glory shone around. And glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread.
Mighty dread.
Has seized their troubled mind. Gladder tidings of great joy I bring.
Glad tidings of great joy I bring.
Glad tidings of great joy I bring.
To you and all mankind.
To you and all mankind. To you and all mankind. To you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day.
Town this day.
Is born of David's line. A Savior who is Christ the Lord.
A Savior who is Christ the Lord.
A Savior who is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be the sign.
And this shall be the sign. And this shall be the sign. And this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find.
There shall find.
To human view displayed. All meanly wrapped in swaddling bands.
All meanly wrapped in swaddling bands.
All meanly wrapped in swaddling bands.
And in a manger laid.
And in a manger laid. And in a manger laid. And in a manger laid. Thus spake the seraph, and forthwith, appeared a shining throng of angels praising God, who thus,
of angels praising God, who
of angels praising God, who thus,
address the joyful song,
address the joyful song, address the joyful song, address the joyful song. All glory be to God on high.
God on high.
And to the earth be peace. Good will henceforth from heaven to men.
Good will henceforth from heaven to men.
Good will henceforth from heaven to men.
Begin and never cease.
Begin and never cease. Begin and never cease. Begin and never cease.
All are invited to experience the joy of a living manger scene. This will be a delightful addition to your Christmas and a reminder of the meaning of the season. Hanover Baptist Church presents this live drive-through nativity as a gift to the community. The manger scene is at 11239 Cedar Lane, 4 miles north of Virginia Center Commons Mall. The live nativity will be presented on Friday and Saturday, December 17 and 18, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. For more information, you can call 804-798-7190. I had a choice between reading that one and something about the city taxes, and I decided that for the Christmas show.
That'd be great, except that that was 3 days ago.
Oh!
So how about this, Otto? City homeowners need to know to change in their tax bills for 2011. Richmond is switching to semi-annual real estate tax billing, and your first half bill should have arrived around December the 14th. Payment must be made by January the 14th to avoid a penalty. Tax relief will still be available to qualified applicants, but the deadline for new applicants is March the 31st. If you don't pay on time or miss the application deadline, you could lose your tax relief. You can get more information by calling 804-646-7000 or visiting richmondgov.com/finance.
All this week, Josh Berryman will be starring as Scrooge.
I'm just saying that it's not a legitimate PSA.
Taxes on Christmas shows.
Well, that's fine. It was also
no, you're right.
Relevant to the time period.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Are you slapping me five or are you telling me to?
No,
are you stopping me? I can't tell.
I'm conceding. All right.
And now back to more music. That was great. I could geek out on that English singing a lot, really. That was While Shepherds Watched from Noel Sing We Clear. And before that, something a little funky.
Yeah, that was called The Cider Rag by Jolly Joe's Jug Band, Joe Bucert, and his little personal label, the Phonotone label there.
That's great. Stephen B. Tucker before that doing a solo fiddle piece called Christmas Time in the Morning from Great Big Yam Potatoes, which is a record that was put out by the Mississippi Department of Archives and History, where they went around and interviewed and heard a lot of different Mississippi musicians play. And that was kind of like Christmas Time's... A come in actually, but instrumental. And before that,
we had Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver doing a Christmas medley.
Yeah, it's quite nice. I like the bass notes.
And we started the whole thing off, right?
George Davis doing Jesus Appeared in a Barroom, which, as I said, not exactly Christmassy, but there was Jesus. Can't deny that he's involved in Christmas, Otto.
He's in the game, ladies and gentlemen.
He's in the game.
He's in the game.
Okay, Otto, what are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play that Fiddlin' John Carson version of Christmas Is A-Comin'.
Oh,
I think his title is Christmas Will Soon Be Gone, but it's Christmas Is A-Comin'.
All right, let's hear it.
Morning, the overnight drum had me yawning. On Christmas morning, the overnight drum had me yawning. I met a bamboo band on the street. First the rhythm was hot and sweet, they were shouting.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother, and you take this stick and you knock down your father.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother.
I can remember that 25th of December, on the old man's birthday, everyone were merry upon gay. Women with their dresses so tight, shaking and hitting, now black is white, and they're shouting.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Why you take this stick and you knock down your brother, then you take this stick and you knock down your father. Fellows dressed in short pants, while the woman showed the bamboo dance. I admired Gwendolyn, how she was wagging she dustbin. I had to ball when you're edging me teeth, rolling that thing all over the street and they shouting.
Down,
down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down
plastic and it knock on your brow.
She says, begin our must help entertain Father Christmas. She said, I drink me cock-a-pool. Now I am cooler than the fool. She said, boy, if you love the tone, join in the band and shake up your bone. And they're shouting, oh, you take the stick and you knock down your brother. Then you take the stick and you lift down your father. When they got by the rosary, a priest went on so fiery. When he saw the behavior, he got the rhythm in the shoulder. And he watched the girls to the rear, how they were wishing Happy New Year, and they shouting, oh, you take a stick and you knock down your brother, then you take the stick and you knock down your father.
Tell the world about that.
Tell the world about this. Yazoo release from a couple of years back.
Indeed. Before that, we had Lord Beginner, I believe. That's his name. And
a Bahamian.
Yeah, however you say that. And Christmas Morning, The Rum Had Me Yawning, which is the funkiest Christmas song ever, I would say.
And before that, we had Fiddlin' John Carson doing, as Josh observed, a more pessimistic version of a Christmas song. This one's called Christmas Time Will Soon Be Over.
That's right. As opposed to Bill Monroe's Christmas Times Are Coming. So he's looking forward to it, and Fiddlin' John Carson's already predicting the end and, you know, the
For anyone who's just
heartache.
Sick of the holiday, John Carson's got you back.
Don't worry. It's about to be over. Well, it's 8:57. We have time for just one more, and then it is the Lee with the Lee Show, and I'm sure he'll be doing a show all about Easter, or maybe it'll be about the color blue or something esoteric, no doubt.
Conceptual.
Yeah.
We're very literal here on the Edge of Americana.
We are indeed.
Here's Breaking Up Christmas.
Here's Esker Hutchins doing Breaking Up Christmas. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week for probably some kind of show about rebirth or something like that. I don't know.